At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I figured I would do something different today for all those fake-ass AI channels. Let's do some recording in camera, baby. Now let's get spooky. I'm an English teacher in Thailand. The teacher I replaced left a disturbing diary. I'm just going to cut straight to the chase. I'm an ESL teacher, which basically means I teach English as a second language. I'm currently writing this from Phuket City, Thailand, my new place of work. But I'm not here to talk about my life. I'm actually here to talk about the teacher I was hired to replace. The teacher's name is Sarah. A fellow American like myself. And rather oddly, Sarah packed up her things one day and left Thailand without even notifying the school. For what my new colleagues had told me, this was very out of character for her. According to them, Sarah was a kind, gentle, and very responsible young woman. So you could imagine everyone's surprise when she was no longer showing up for work. I was hired not long after Sarah was confirmed to be out of the country. They even gave me her old accommodation. Well, once I was finally settled in and began to unpack the last of my stuff, I then unexpectedly found something. What I found, placed intentionally between the space of the bed and the bedside drawer, was a diary. As you could probably guess, this diary belonged to Sarah. I just assumed she forgot to bring the diary with her when she left. Well, I'm not proud to admit this, but I read what was inside. I thought there might be something in there that suggested why Sarah just packed up and left. But what I instead found was that all the pages had been torn out, all but five. And what was written in these handful of pages, in her own words, is the exact reason why I'm sharing this. What is written was an allegedly terrifying experience within the jungles of central Vietnam. After I read and reread the pages in this diary, I then asked Sarah's former colleagues if she had ever mentioned anything about Vietnam, if she had ever worked there as an English teacher, or even if she had ever been there for travel. Without mentioning the contents of Sarah's diary to them, her colleagues did admit she had not only been to Vietnam in recent years, she had previously taught English as a second language there. Although I now have confirmation Sarah had in fact been to Vietnam, this only left me with more questions than answers. If what Sarah wrote in this diary of hers was true, why had she not told anyone about it? If Sarah wasn't going to go around telling people about her traumatic experience, then why on earth did she leave her diary behind? And why are there only five pages left? What other parts of Sarah's story were in here? Well, that's why I'm sharing this now. Because it is in my belief that Sarah wanted some part of her story to be found and shared with the world. So, without any further ado, here is Sarah's story in her exact words. Don't worry, I'll be back afterwards to give some of my own thoughts. May 30th, 2018. That night, I again bunked with Haley, while Brody had to make do with Tyler. Despite how exhausted I was, I knew I just wouldn't be able to go to sleep. Staring up through the sheer darkness of Haley's tent ceiling, all I saw was the lifeless body of Chris, lying face down with stretched horizontal arms. I couldn't help but worry for Sophie and the others, and all I could do was hope that they were safe and would eventually find their way out of the jungle. Lying awake that night, replaying and overthinking my recent life choices, I was suddenly pulled back to reality by an outside presence. On the other side of that thin polyester wall, I could see as clear as day through the darkness, a bright fluorescent glow, accompanied by a polyphonic rhythm of footsteps. Believing that it may have been Sophie and the others, I sit up in my sleeping bag, just hoping to hear the familiar voices. But as the light expanded, turning from a distant glow into a warm and overwhelming presence, I quickly realized the expanding bright colors that seemed to absorb the surrounding darkness were not coming from flashlights. Letting go of the possibility that this really was our friends out here, I cocooned myself inside my sleeping bag, trying to make myself as small as possible as I heard the footsteps and snapping twigs coming directly outside the polyester walls. I closed my eyes, but the glow is still able to force its way into my sight. The footsteps seemed so plentiful, almost encircling the tent, and all I could do was repeat in my head the only comforting words I could find. Thus we may see that the Lord is merciful unto all that will, in the sincerity of their hearts, call upon his name. As I say a silent prayer to myself, this being the first prayer I did for more than a year, I suddenly feel engulfed by something all around me. Coming out of my cocoon, I push up with my hands to realize that the walls of the tent have collapsed onto us. Feeling like I can't breathe, I start to panic under the sheet of polyester, just trying to find any space that had air. But then, I suddenly hear Haley screaming. She sounded terrified. Trying to find my way to her, Haley cries out for help, as though someone was attacking her. Through the sheer sheet of darkness, I follow towards her screams before the warm glow comes over me like a veil, and I feel a heavy weight come on top of me. Forcing me to stay where I was, I try and fight my way out of whatever it was that was happening to me before I feel a pair of arms wrap around my waist, lifting, forcing me up from the ground. I was helpless. I couldn't see or even move. And whoever or whatever was that had trapped me held me firmly in place, as the sheet of polyester in front of me was firmly ripped open. Now, feeling myself being dragged out of the collapsed tent, I shut my eyes out of fear before my hands and arms are ripped away from my body and I'm forcefully yanked onto the ground. Finally, opening my eyes, I stare up from the ground, and what I see is an array of burning fire, and standing underneath that fire, holding it like halos above their heads, I see more than a dozen terrifying, distorted faces. I cannot tell you what I saw next because, for this part, I was blindfolded, as was Haley, Brody, and Tyler. Dragged from our flattened tents, the fear on their faces was the last thing I saw before a veil of darkness returned over me.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
We were made to walk forcibly through the jungle and vegetation. We were made to walk for a long time, but where to? I didn't know. Because I was too afraid to even stop and think about where it was that they were taking us. But it must have taken us all night, because when we finally stopped, forced to the ground and our blindfolds taken off, the dim morning light appeared around us, as did our captors. Standing over us, Tyler, Brody, Haley, Aaron, and the others, they were all here too. Our terrified eyes met as soon as the blindfolds were taken off, and when we finally turned away to see who, or what it was that had taken us, we see a dozen or more human beings. Some of them were holding torches, while others held spears, with arms protruding underneath a thick fur of vegetation camouflage. And they all varied in size. Some of them were tall, but others were extremely small, no taller than the children from my own classroom. It didn't even matter what their height was, because their bare arms were the only human thing I could see. Whoever these people were, they hid their faces underneath a variety of hideous wooden masks. Not one of them was the same. Some of them appeared human, while others were far more monstrous, demonic, animalistic tribal masks. Aaron was right. The stories were real. Swarming around us, we then hear a commotion directly behind our backs. Turning our heads around, we see that a pair of tribal people were tearing up the forest floor with extreme, almost superhuman ease. It was only after did we realize that what they were doing, it wasn't tearing up the ground in a destructive act, but they were exposing something. Something already there. What they were exposing from the ground, between the root legs of a tree, heaving from its womb, branches, bush, and clumps of soil, as though bringing a newborn life into this world, was a very dark and cavernous hole. It was an entryway of a tunnel. The larger the tribe's people came directly over us. Now looking down at us, one of them raised his hands by each side of his horned mask, the mask of the devil. Grasping his hands, the carved wooden face, the tribesman pulls his mask away to reveal what is hidden underneath. And what I see is not what I expected. What I see is a middle-aged man with dark hair and a dark beard. But he didn't look Vietnamese. He barely even looked Asian. It was as if whoever this man was a mixed race of Asian and something else. Following by example, that's when the rest of the tribe's people removed their masks, exposing what was underneath. And what we saw from the other men and women were similar characteristics. All with dark or even brown hair, but not entirely Vietnamese. When we noticed the small ones, they were children, no older than 10 or 12 years old. But what was different about them was, not only did they not look Vietnamese, they didn't even look Asian. They looked Caucasian. The children appeared to be almost white. These were not tribespeople. They were... we didn't know. The man, the first of them to reveal his identity to us, he walks past us to stand directly over the hole under the tree, looking around the forest to his people, as though silently communicating through eye contact alone. The unmasked people bring us over to him, one by one. Placed in a singular line directly in front of the hole, the man, now wearing a mask of authority on his own face, stares daggers at us, and he says to us, in plain English words,
"Crawl! Crawl!"
As soon as he shouts these familiar words to us, the ones who we mistook for tribespeople, camouflaged to blend in with the jungle, forced each of us forward, guiding us into the darkness of the hole. Tyler was the first to go through, followed by Steve, Miles, and then Brody. Aaron was directly after, but he refused to go through out of fear. Tears in his voice, Aaron told him that he couldn't go through, that he couldn't fit, before one of the children brutally clubs his back with the blunt end of the spear. Once Aaron was through, Haley, Sophie, and myself came after. I could hear them both crying behind me, terrified beyond imagination. I was afraid too, but not because I knew we were being abducted. The thought of that had slipped my mind. I was afraid because it was now my turn to enter through that hole. The dark, narrow entrance of the tunnel. And not only was I afraid of the dark, but I was also extremely claustrophobic. Entering into the depths of the tunnel, a veil of darkness returned over me. It was so dark that I could not see a single thing. Not whoever was in front of me, not even my own hands and arms as I crawled further along. But I could hear something, and everyone. I could hear Tyler, Aaron, and the rest of them, panicking, hyperventilating, having no idea where it was they were even crawling to or for how long. I could hear Haley and Sophie screaming behind me, calling out to the Lord's name. It felt like we had been down there for an eternity, an endless continuation of hell that we could not escape. We crawled continually through the darkness and winding bends of tunnel for a half an hour before my hands and knees were already in agony. It was only earth behind us, but I could not help but feel that I was crawling over an eternal sea of pebbles that, with every yard made, turned more and more into a sea of shattered glass. But that wasn't the worst of it, because we weren't the only creatures down there. I knew there would be insects down there. I could already feel them scurrying across my fingers, making their way through my locks of hair or tunneling underneath my clothes. But then I felt something much bigger. Brushing my hands with the wetness of their fur, or climbing over the backs of my legs with the patter of tiny little feet, was the absolute worst of my fears. There were rodents down here. Not knowing what rodents were there to be exactly, but having a very good guess, I then feel the occasional slither as something naked, worn like tail. Or at least, that's what I told myself. Because if they weren't tails, that only meant it was something much more dangerous, and could potentially kill me. thankfully, further through the tunnel, almost acting as a midway point. The hard soil beneath me had given way, and what I now crawled, or should I say sludged through, was a less than a foot deep layer of mud water. Although the shallow sewer of water was extremely difficult to maneuver through, where I felt myself sink further into the earth with every progression, and came with a range of ungodly smells, I couldn't help but feel relieved, because the water greatly nourished the pain from my now bruised and bloodied knees and elbows. Escaping our way past the quicksand of sludge and water like we were no better than a group of rats in a pipe, our suffering through the tunnels was by no means over. Just when I was ready to give up, to let the claustrophobic jaws of the tunnel swallow me, ending my pain, I finally saw a light at the end of the tunnel. Although I felt the most overwhelming relief, I couldn't help but wonder what was waiting for us at the very end. Was it more pain and suffering? Although I didn't know, I also didn't care. I just wanted this claustrophobic nightmare to come to an end by any means necessary. Finally reaching the light at the end of the tunnel, I impatiently waited my turn to escape forever out of this darkness. Trapped behind Aaron in front of me, I could hear the weakness in his voice as he struggled to breathe, and to my surprise, I had little sympathy for him. Not because I blamed him for what we were all being put through, that his invitation was what led to this cavern of horrors. It was simply because I wanted out of this hole, and right now, he was preventing that. Once Aaron had finally crawled out, disappearing into the light, I felt another wave of relief come over me. It was now my turn to escape. As soon as my hands reach out to touch the veil of light before me, I feel as I'm suddenly and forcibly pulled by my wrists out of the tunnel and back onto the surface of planet Earth. Peering around me, I see the familiar faces of Tyler and the others, staring back at me on the floor of the jungle. But then I look up, and what I see is a group of complete strangers staring down at us.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In matching clothing to one another, these strange men and women were dressed head and barefoot in a black fabric, fashioned into loose trousers and long-sleeved shirts. And just like our captors, they all had dark hair but far less resemblance to the people of this country. Once Haley and Sophie had joined us on the surface, alongside our original abductors, these strange groups of people, whom we met on both ends of the tunnel, bring us all to our feet and order us to walk. Moving us along a pathway that cuts through the trees of the jungle, only moments later do we see where it is we are. We were now in a village, a small rural village, hidden deep in the jungle. Entering the village on a pathway lined with wooden planks, we see a sparse scattering of wooden houses with straw rooftops, as well as a number of animal pens containing pigs, chickens, and goats. We then see more of these very same people, taking part in their everyday chores. Upon seeing us, they turn up from what they were doing and stare at us. Again, I saw they had similar characteristics. But while some of them were lighter in skin tone, I now saw that some of them were much darker. I also saw more the children, and like the adults, some appeared fully Caucasian, but others, while not Vietnamese, also had darker skin. But amongst these people, we all saw forces that were far more familiar to us. Among these people were a handful of adults, who although dressed like the others in full black clothing, not only had lighter skin, but also lighter hair, as though they came directly from the outside world. Were these the missing tourists? Is this what happened to them? Like us, they were abducted by the strange community of villagers who lived deep inside this jungle? I didn't know if they really were the missing tourists. We couldn't know for sure. But I saw one among them. A tall, very thin, middle-aged woman with blonde hair that was slowly turning gray. Well, that was the contents of Sarah's diary. But it is by no means the end of her story. What I failed to mention beforehand is after I read her diary, I tried doing some research on Sarah online. I found out she was born and raised outside of Salt Lake City, where she then studied and graduated BYU. But to my surprise, I found out Sarah had already shared her story. If you're now asking why I happened to be sharing Sarah's diary when she had already made her story public, well, that's where the big twist comes in. You see, the story Sarah shared online is vastly different to what she wrote in her diary. According to her public story, Sarah and her friends were invited on a jungle expedition by a group of paranormal researchers. Apparently, in the beach town where Sarah worked, tourists had mysteriously been going missing, which the paranormal researchers were investigating. According to these researchers, there was an unmapped trail within the jungle, and anyone who tried to follow the trail would mysteriously vanish. But in Sarah's account of this jungle expedition, although they did find the unmapped trail, Sarah, her friends, and the paranormal researchers were not abducted by a secret community of villagers, as written in the diary. I won't tell you how Sarah's public story ends, because you have to read it for yourself online. So, I guess what I'm trying to get at here is, what is the truth? What is the real story? Is there even a real story here? Or are both the public and diary entries completely fabricated? I guess I'll leave that up to you. If you feel like it, leave your thoughts and theories in the comments. Who knows? Maybe someone out there knows the truth of this whole thing. If you want to ask me what I think is the truth, I actually do have a theory. My theory is that at least one of these stories is true. I just don't know which one that is. Well, I think that's everything. I'll be sure to provide an update if anything new comes afloat. But in the meantime, everyone stay safe out there. After all, the world is truly an unforgiving place. Now that wraps up the story tonight. This is actually a continuation of the original story about Sarah being a teacher in Vietnam, which is mentioned in this story. I will link the original story to that in the description box down below. So if you are a little confused or this doesn't ring any bells about what you heard tonight, stop this video, click on the link, and listen to that first and then come back to this one. If you're new to the channel, leave a like, comment, and subscribe. Share me with your friends, and like always, spread me like butter. Have a good night.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityCairo.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.